I owe you one.
What are you drinking?
A real thank you. A real thank you.
I was just talking with Gary Olsey backstage. He's approaching his 50th year of Birchmere. And I'm right behind him. I'll tell you a little story after a while. Just trying to look over my audience a little bit and try to figure what rating we are tonight. Now, I think I've played the Birchmere every possible way you can play. I've played it with Boone Creek. I played it with Buck White, the Down Home Folks, later called the Whites. And I played it with Henry Harris.
Yeah.
I played it with Tawny Rice. And Bela and Sam and Vassar and Mark Chet. And Allison and Stuart Duncan.
All the greats.
And and lightweights.
Yeah.
Lightweights. It's a lot more fun this way. I don't have to turn around and look to anybody and see if it's okay. I'm gonna do it. They know that too usually, so you know. There's usually a big button somewhere that's Jerry's mic off. Not tonight. You can turn the lights off and you can still hear me. I have so many friends in here tonight. This is great. This is really wonderful. It's also very nerve-wracking to play for you people that I know. Secrets you know all. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I don't get to do this very often, so I have a lot of fun doing it when I get the chance, because, you know, I just kind of carry this stuff around with me all the time. I'm on the stage with Allison. I'm going, gee, I sure would like to play Fog Down Rock right now, but I can't, because we're playing New Favorite or something. Man of constipation, sorrow. No one hates that song more than Dan Tedeschi. Never record anything you're going to have to sing every day. Though, what would else would I be doing? Pumping. I can't even pump gas. I suck at that. But okay. Well, I'm gonna just sort of break it down and go through the Dobro chronologically. For me, that the first step is Josh Graves. That's not book one. That's like book 5,000. But it's like the first step, and that's what you need to know. If you're a Dobro player, start now, go buy every flat and strut record you can find. Yeah. I was going to say that anyway, but I already said it now, so it's out. The things that he did with the guitar were just amazing, and he didn't have anybody to talk to about it. You know, he'd look at Earl Scruggs and say, you want to talk about Dobros? And Earl goes, hell no.
He's a banjo player. He doesn't want to talk about that.
Want to talk about banjos? No.
No.
But Josh cut this song, it's called Foggy Mountain Rock. They recorded this song really on the Opry, and it was just when Elvis was coming out. Everybody needed something to compete with that. So Josh Graves and his little Dobro decided to try and compete. And I remember remember Teton and Cotrera on stage on the opera going, solid, Liz. Solid, that's pretty far out from you, boy.